Last time on Smokescreen, Mary Ellen uncovers the mystery of the missing cigarettes.
All I can hear is static. This cannot be good.
Internet is down for the whole building.
According to legend, his ghost could not rest until he got his luckies back.
NWPB's pledge drive was in jeopardy. What will Mary Ellen do?
The station is a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication, and long ago they brokered a sweetheart deal. The station can use its facilities and this is important, maintain its editorial independence. And in return, the station has a commitment to the college to help educate the students and train the next generation of journalists. So I decided to go all the way to the top. I had to talk to the man in charge of the Murrow College. I had to talk to the dean. The dean is an easy man to spot, towering over any crowd. But still, he's a hard man to catch. I got lucky, though. I ran into him in the hallway. He was on his way to some big, important meeting. Dean Pinkleton, just the man I wanted to see.
What do you need, Mary? I'm off to a meeting.
I need to talk to you about Murrow.
What about him?
He isn't happy, and things are getting all screwy around here. His cigarette is missing.
His cigarette? That's been there for years. Where is it?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. You're in charge of this college. You gotta know something.
As much as I'd like to help you, you know I can't talk about this. This is a tobacco-free campus.
But Bruce, it's pledge drive.
Goodbye, Mary, and good luck.
As if there is any such thing with the ghost of Murrow angry. The dean was no help at all. Maybe I was barking up the wrong tree. Maybe Ida would know. Ida is the facilities manager around these parts. If you need something fixed, you go to Ida. And what's even more important, Ida oversees the security cameras. Hey, Ida, I need a favor.
Hi, Mary. Sure thing. What can I help you with?
I'm working the case of Murrow's stolen cigarettes from his portrait, and I need that security camera footage.
Sorry, Mary, I don't have those. All the cameras in that part of the building have been broken for years. I haven't been able to get them fixed. You know, budget cuts.
Well, thanks anyway. If you hear anything, let me know.
No problem.
Things were getting strange at the station. Pledge Drive was another day closer, and I'm still no closer to solving this case than I was yesterday.